Well, as we've been talking about, the state legislature elected its leaders for the next session. Republican Lee Chatfield will be Speaker of the House. The new majority leader will be Republican Senator Mike Shirkey, and he joins us now. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lester. Privilege to be with you.
So what will your priorities be in the coming session?
We're going to continue the priorities that we've had the last 8 years, and that is to ensure that Michigan remains competitive and attracts talent and capital. You know, so everything that requires us to remove obstacles for capital investment is exactly what we're going to be focusing on.
Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer is talking about regular meetings with the four legislative leaders, known as the Quadrant. What do you think of reviving that practice?
I think that'd be a good start and demonstrate that all parties are interested in working together, and I'd be happy to participate.
You think you can get some real work done in that kind of a meeting?
Well, the first thing is to get together and get to know each other. Right now, there's a group of people that Representative Chatfield and I know each other well, but I can't say that we know the rest of them very well.
Well, you did serve with Governor-elect Whitmer. She used to be the minority leader in the Senate. Did you get along with her?
Never had much interaction. Was observed from a distance. I was in the House at the time, and so I can say good morning to each other when we pass in the hall, but we really have never had any in-depth conversation.
Jim Ananick is the minority leader in the Senate. Have you had much conversation with him?
Yeah, Jim's actually a good friend, and I've known Jim for a long time, and we've always worked well together, and I expect that to continue.
I want to ask you about some of the logistics. Former Senate Majority Leader Ken Sikkema has told me that sometimes he had to shepherd through things he really didn't like, but his caucus insisted on it. How do you plan on handling something like that?
Well, I think that Ken represents the attitude that I kind of bring to the table as well. We spend far too much time, in my opinion anyway, working on things that maybe feel good but may not have the impact that people expect. And so I'm expecting our committee chairs to be good stewards in their committees and lead the conversations and ensure that things that get out of committee are things that really can move the needle and contribute to Michigan becoming a more competitive and relevant state in our nation.
Do you have some specific ideas in mind?
Well, one of the areas that I think we can focus on is in the education field, just removing obstacles and lifting the burden of layering on and layering on of requirements and regulation and doing a review, or I call it oversight, of the kinds of things that we've done in the past. And those things that are working, continue and support them. And those things that aren't working, let's peel them off. And so we create more freedom and opportunity for teachers to spend more time actually teaching.
What kind of obstacles are you talking about?
You know, there's a lot of layering in the education field of reports and reporting. Some of them are duplicative and some of them are redundant. And so that's a good start right there.
Any other major moves that you want to make or see in the first session?
I think that the entire state of Michigan expects us all to lock arms and work together to come up with a solution that makes our auto insurance more affordable. And we've got some very specific ideas there, and I'm looking forward to engaging in that conversation.
Well, we got a second or two here. Can you tell us what you have in mind for auto insurance?
Well, I think that we have to reevaluate the notion that there are no choices that drivers and automobile operators have when they're selecting auto insurance. That is the first place to start. And then on the cost structure side, I think there's some sanity that we can imply in there. And some of the bills that we've already passed in the Senate, I think, are a good start. And that will be the foundation for us moving forward.
We've been watching with some interest in Wisconsin in the lame duck session. The Republican-led legislature is doing everything it can to curtail the powers of the incoming Democratic governor. That's something that happened in North Carolina a couple of years ago. How likely is it that the lame duck session of the Michigan legislature would do something like that?
Well, I think our initial focus will be to evaluate and take up some amendments to the minimum wage and paid sick leave citizen initiatives that we adopted earlier in the fall. And beyond that, I know that the Senate Majority Leader Meekhoff has got a team working on a long list of priorities that, frankly, I've been too busy trying to make sure that we brought back a majority in the Senate. And so I haven't been brought into those conversations yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a robust lame duck between now and the end of the year.
So I'm not sure whether that gets to whether you're going to try to curtail the new governor's power or not.
No, I don't think there's a purposeful intent to do so, but I think there is a purposeful intent to make sure that we're not setting ourselves up for the kinds of things that would send signals to the rest of the world that Michigan's not a friendly place to work and to play and to live.
Senator Mike Shirkey will be the new Senate Majority Leader during the next session of the legislature. Thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome, Lester. Take care.